Tonight's shir, Simon Kufnun Dalid, Sif Aleph Beis, and the beginning of Sif Gimel. Simon Kufnun Dalid, Dine Tashmish Kedusha V'Neros Beis Knesset. The halachas of items that are used with Kedusha and the Neros that we use in Shul. Sif Aleph. Rechava Shel Ir. The city square or plaza, even though it is used as a place to daven on a fast day, ain ba mishum kedusha. There's no kedusha. There's no holiness in that spot. The pnei shiarai, because only used on occasion. The chembata v'chatzeros, and similarly homes or yards, shemiskabsin behem lispal bakrai, where people gather and daven there on occasion, perish derech mikri v'his damein lo derech kvius. It's haphazard now and then, not as a set thing. Ain behem shum kedusha. There is no kedusha on those occasions. Mishnah Brura sifkan alf rechava shel ir hu makom shemiskansin bo b'ta'anios lispala bo. This is a place where people gather on a fast to daven. V'bnei sha'oz ha'kibbutz rav, because so many people come together, v'ein bote k'nesios mechil nosan, the shul cannot hold them. Sifkan beis shemiskansin behem v'chulu. The same is true of homes or yards. Even if this is an empty building, Shein Darba Odm, no one lives there, and they come there on occasion to daven. Vein Sarach Loma in Miskamtim Espal Babayas Shadaran Bo, and we don't have to even say that it's obvious if they come to daven in a house where people do live, Umishtamshim Bo Sarcheyem, and people live there and do what they need to do. Bevadai Ein Al Zeh Shein Beis HaKnesses, certainly it does not get the title of a Beis HaKnesses, Afilim Espalin Sham Tadir, even if they daven there regularly. Since it's not designated as a place for davening exclusively. Sifkon Gimel Ba'akrai, they gather and daven there on occasion. Va'azaros Shalonu lo adif mibatan v'chatzeros. The lobby of our shul isn't better than these buildings or yards. She'enem ispalam behen el kashem nedchokim. No one davens there unless there's no place. When we come welcome Efshalom, however, we could argue, since they do daven there regularly when there isn't enough room in the Beis Medrash, even though for this person who's davening there this time, it's not typical. It is a set place for the latecomers to come because they can't get into shul. They come too late, they end up davening in the lobby area. So maybe it is considered Kaddosh, since it's always used for davening for people who come late. Ubayaros gedolos, in the big cities, shaderech lespal sham bazar bekvias, it's ordinary and common to daven in those lobby areas regularly. Pashut the kol kedusha beis haknesses alav, it becomes obvious that all the laws of beis haknesses apply there. Avogan upardes veitzdabosh esvival, but if there's a garden or orchard and a deck around it, even though it's open to the shul, ein bo kedusha, that's not kaddish. Now, if it opens towards the actual sanctuary up into the aron, it's appropriate not to conduct yourself there frivolously, even though it's not kaddish. Since it is lined up with the kaddish, ikazilusa, it is considered inappropriate to behave lightheartedly there. Si'if Beis. Hasochim Bayis Umispalim Bo. They rent a house and they daven there. Ein lo din Beis HaKnesses. It has no halacha of Beis HaKnesses. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Dalet. Hasochim Bayis. Lizman Kavur. They rent it for a set amount of time. L'chodesh L'shana. For a month. For a year. It's not Kaddosh. V'atam. The reason is, the kivan de bechlois zman haschiris, at the conclusion of the rental time, the landlord has the right not to lease it to them again. So it's just temporary. There's no kedusha. This is clear in the levush, even though it's not clear like that in the Ostamid. Look in the Berlocha. And they daven there in this rented building. So it's not a shul. This is if it's meant exclusively for tefillah. But if it's also used to learn in, Yeshbo Kedusha does get Kaddish. I don't know the reason. Maybe since it's used as a regular place to daven and learn, that's not called temporary. So when it comes to this place that's rented to be used as a basic knesses alone, we say it doesn't get kedusha. But if it's used as a base medrash where they learn and daven, it will get kedusha. Now the Be'er Halacha points out a very important distinction. Hasochin bayis v'chul. Ayin Mishneh Berurah Taima Shel Dovah. Look in the Mishneh Berurah. The reason why the rented building does not become kedusha is because at the end of the lease, the landlord doesn't have to lease it to them again, and he can do whatever he wants with it. This is based on the explanation of the Levush Ayin Shem. Look there. But the Talmud disagrees and says the halacha is based on a specific scenario described by the Mari ben Chaviv. The government did not allow them to daven in a shul. They did not have the zoning or the license to gather and daven a shul. They don't have to hide in basements and cellars to daven undetected by the government. In such a case, it's certainly just a temporary arrangement. Any day now, the government might find out and they'll have to stop davening there. But if they have the ability to rent and it's open and everyone knows about it and there's nothing illegal about it, so during the period of the lease, it's as if it was sold to them. Certainly there's kedusha. Since during the term of the lease, it's a place for davening, and they're going to daven there straight through the terms, the time that they can. It's not haphazard. It's true. At the end of the lease, it's possible the landlord will choose not to lease it to them again. That's not called akrai. Because during the time that they have their place, that's where they daven. And this is also implied from Knesset Gedola. That he says, if it's done with the license of the government, it's not a hidden secret thing. There's kedusha there. In my humble opinion, this is correct. Because even in the case of Ibn Chaviv, when they're hiding in the basement, the Maharit wasn't convinced that there's no kedusha. He held that as long as they're leasing the secret basement minion, it's also kaddish. Certainly, if they're renting openly and it's a legal process and they're allowed to do it, then certainly one should not be lenient and there should be considered kedusha there. So Mishneh Berurah says clear in his mind, halacha, not like the language of Shulchan Aruch, that if they rent the house and they daven there, it is a basic knesses. The case, the Shulchan Aruch, that it's not, is very specifically in a case when it's a secret, clandestine gathering, illegal. In such a case, it won't get kodesh taka. Such a minion will not be a kodesh. Again, the wording of the Mechaber doesn't tell us all this, but that's the story behind the halacha. Se'if Gimel, Tashmishe Kedusha. Articles of kedusha, things that we use with kedusha. Go on, for instance, tik shel svarim u'mezuzos, the case of a sefer or mezuzah, or tzuas tefillin, the straps of tefillin, the arga shenoyzim b'sefer Torah chumash, the cabinet where we store a sefer Torah or a chumash, the kisei shenoyzim b'sefer Torah, the shulchan upon which we place the sefer Torah, uvilon l'shatol v'heichal, the peroiches we hang in front of the aron. Yesh ben kedusha, these items have kedusha because they serve things that are kadosh, v'tzarech l'ganzen, and if you will no longer use them, they must be put into shemus. Let's stop here and see the Mishneh Berurah. Sivkanva, tashmishe kedusha v'chulu. V'hainu, you have to keep in mind, the after b'tashmishe mitzvah, even those articles that are used for mitzvahs, kaimelim b'simen chafalf, we hold simen chafalf, that when the mitzvah is over, and they can be discarded in the trash. It's not so by Tashmisha Kedusha. Ela afla acha shenispalu, even after they've worn out. And they can't be used anymore. They still retain their kedusha, but they have to put it to Sheamus. And they cannot be used for anything else. And this refers specifically to the things that service kedusha. But things that service the things that serve kedusha, it's called tashmish. Tashmish is two steps removed. Ain bo kedusha, there is no kedusha there. And you can use them for anything you want. Af ba odin kayaman, even when they are extant. So there's tashmishay mitzvah that are articles for a mitzvah, like a talis, a tzitzis, and a lulav, and an esrig, and a sukkah. And when the mitzvah is over, you could discard it. It's true, we try to treat it with kavod, and we're not going to put it in the rubbish with other garbage, but it can be discarded. During the time of the mitzvah, you don't do anything with it. It's set aside for the mitzvah. Tashmishei kedusha are a higher level. Even when they're worn and no longer used, they still have kedusha and cannot be discarded. They have to put in the Sheamus. Tashmish to tashmish are less than tashmishei mitzvah. Tashmish to tashmish, things which serve the tashmishei kedusha, have no kedusha, and even as they're serving the tashmishei kedusha, can be used for something else. Sifkon zayin, tiksha svarim. The container of svarim. What are the svarim? Hanu Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, Shem Kedusha. Those are all kadosh. V'hatik, havi tashmishei kedusha. The container around it is tashmishei kedusha. Voidin l'shar sifik kodesh. This is true of any holy sefer. U'masha kasa v'tzuas tefillin. The mechaber also mentions straps for tefillin. Huadin l'tikshalem. It's also the case. The case, we have plastic cases around the tefillin. Those are tashmishei kedusha. Kol ze be'mishal yad, be'mishal rosh. Regardless if it's shal yad or shal rosh, the ritzuos or the tik, the container around the tefillin, is tashmish kedusha. Sifkon ches va'argas v'chulu, the cabinet that we store a sefer Torah chumash, marishal huchan lekach. This refers to a cabinet that was made for this purpose. Va'afilu midayin lo nasam barak pam achad, even though you only used it once. Oh, or shlo huchan mitchil kach, even if it wasn't made to be a container for the sefer Torah. But you put the Sefer Torah there regularly. That also makes a kodesh. The designation that this should serve as an aron doesn't make it an aron. But if it's designated as an aron and you use it once, that's it, it's kodesh. If you didn't designate it for an aron, but I use it for the Sefer Torah once haphazardly, it's not kodesh. If it's not designated, I use it keseder all the time, that will make it kodesh. Sifkon tes, you notice about sefer Torah, you put a sefer Torah there. Kamash malon, the chiddush is, the name of the l'shmir ba'alma of the l'kavod. We're not going to say that this is not to honor the sefer Torah, it's rather to protect it. We don't say that. Ve'in ala argus shem tash kedusha, because if it's only there to protect the sefer Torah, then it's not tashmishei kedusha. So we say no, it's there to give kavod to the sefer Torah, and therefore it is tashmishei kedusha. Those cabinets that are designated for us to put our svarim, and the books, the svarim, have covers, and the covers are made of either paper or leather or even pieces of wood. Then the shelf and the cabinet is a tashmish to tashmish. The sefer, the text, is the kedusha. The cover that you bind or sew onto the book is the tashmish kedusha. And then when I rest it on the shelf is tashmish to tashmish. And therefore the shelf isn't kedush. V'after ba'argus shenos na b'sefer Torah, even the cabinet that you use for the sefer Torah, Kaimelon, we hold, Dafilu has sefer Torah menachas betik, even if the sefer Torah is in a box or container. Afilu hachi argus tashmisha kedusha, the oren is tashmisha kedusha, kavar ba yodea simin reshu beis if you'd bay. So why is that? L'chayra, if the sefer Torah is in a container, the container is tashmisha kedusha, then the oren is tashmisha tashish. We don't say that. After the argus shani, maybe the oren is different. She'osi l'chvod sefer Torah, it's made for the cover of sefer Torah, k'diyis v'gmar l'gmar says, Mashen can be elu teva she'osi v'akashmir ba'alma, as opposed to a bookcase, which is just to protect the svar. Now, the notes on the side point out a few things. First of all, people put notes of Divrei Torah on bookcases that don't have covers. They don't have bindings. But since he says most of the use of the cabinet is for Sforim with bindings, it remains a tashmish to tashmish. Now, he does go on to say that in Simen Mem, we did learn in Mishnah Berurah, that we don't look at the book cover as a tashmish kedusha. We look at the book cover as the kedusha itself, and in which case the bookcase is tashmish kedusha. So he brings a note that he says, for a Dvarim of Bizoyon, we should be careful with the bookcase. And he brings a Psak from Rabbi Yoshev, that if your bookcase is worn out, you can sell it and use the money to purchase a sefer, and then you can discard the bookcase. In other words, you're using something that had kedusha, upgrading it, and then once you've changed it for money, then you could discard it. That's one etza. He also says, he makes an etza, that b'shem the chazanish, that it could well be people have in mind that bookcases are not for sfarim exclusively. They have in mind to use it for other things. His example are pens and papers. I would have said maybe a dictionary, something like that. Photographs, pictures. So if you are using it for multi-purpose up front, then it won't get kedusha. But if it's taka, a sfarim shrank for sfarim, and that's all everyone's used for, so then there could be an issue of tashmish kedusha, not just tashmish. Sif katan yud v'kise, the shulchan that they use for sefer Torah. Hu ha-shulchan sha'oymen al ha-bima. It's the shulchan up on the bima, like a stage where they land from. Va'afto of munich mat pachas. Ah, isn't there a cover on the shulchan? Va'amet pachas munich sefer Torah. The sefer Torah is sitting on the cover. V'kina shulchan enu el ha-tashmish ha-tashmish. So the shulchan is a tashmish ha-tashmish. V'ilu ha-chi din tashmish kedusha. Yeshu, still it has a din of tashmish kedusha. Mishum d'l'famim. No, it's not a sefer Torah below pachas. Because on occasion, we'll use the shulchan for the sefer Torah without the cover. Sifkan yud aleph uvilon shetolin, the peroiches, who are peroiches, finally, the minig of Talmud, this is the minig of the Gemara, shalafam, menichin sefer Torah, there, they would put the sefer Torah on occasion on the peroiches, or shemachasin bo sefer Torah, they'd use the peroiches to cover the sefer Torah. V'nira shay said, davar motzvi bizmanim, evidently, this was pretty common in their days. Demlokin, because if not, have a tashashak wai ba'alma, certainly this is a rare occurrence. V'nal zeh shem tashashak dushan, it shouldn't be a tashashak dushan, it should be a tash with a tashmash. It's not the minig. How they rock tash or tashish. The peroiches is a tashmish to tashmish. And the Ramor points this out later on in Se'ivav. Sifka and Yud Beis. Yesh ben kedusha. They have kedusha. Vuadin mekek sforam mekek mitpachoseya. Similarly, any remnant of decay and crumbling books and their covers. Hainu rakav shel sforim. That which rotted from the Sforim, Vamit Pachas, and the Kavish Nase De Talasa Chalasan, perhaps it was eaten up by worms. So there's Kedusha there too. Sifkan Yud Gimel Vetzarech LeGanzam, and they have to put into Shemus. Hainu, Achashin is Balu, once they're worn out, Ve'in Oindel Tashmishan Oid, and they can no longer be used. Afil Hachi Yeshman Kedusha, they still have Kedusha. Vasul Yishtamash Behen, you can't use them, or Lazarkan to discard them. Vakein Yignez Eim Amokam Hashumar, therefore they should be hidden away in a protected place. Mashenkin Tashmish Tashmish, as opposed to that which serves Tashmish Kedusha, Afilu Ba'on Kayamin, even when they're in good shape, Mutal Hanospan, you can use them for yourself, V'chana, like we said before.